Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Faster Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 7th of May, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person, so it's 5 days, no new cases of COVID-19. 11 active cases, still one person in Noble's ICU. It's focus on the second jabs now. Will there actually be a TT scoreboard in 2022? Do we recycle plastic on the Isle of Man, and more on the price of gas on this flume-free Friday at the NSC?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
And first of all, 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Alex Watton.
Faster Mai, there have been no new cases of COVID-19 on the island for the fifth consecutive day. The active number has now dropped to 11 and one person remains in ICU at Nobles Hospital. Offering specialist services at GP surgeries could cut months of suffering for those in need of physiotherapy and dermatology treatment. Trials are taking place with appointments available directly through GPs rather than a patient having to wait for a referral to a specialist. And no budget has been set for the new scoreboard at the grandstand to be in place in time for TT 2022. Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly says the results of the consultation on the replacement will be honoured, though, so the facility will reflect the traditional elements of the iconic structure as well as digital displays. Further afield, and people in England will be able to visit Portugal, Gibraltar and Israel from the 17th of May without the need to quarantine when they get back. 12 countries and territories have been added to the travel green list. Keir Starmer says he'll do whatever is necessary to rebuild trust in the Labour Party after its defeat in the Hartlepool by-election. The Conservatives won the seat and others in council races across England. And police in Kent say they believe the man in a new picture they've released is of crucial importance to the investigation into the murder of Julia James. She was found dead near Dover last Tuesday. Those in the headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you. Alex from the Rundlesway Met Office. Strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea. Possible gales later. On the Isle of Man this evening, some pleasant evening sunshine. Dry, partially cloudy through the night. The overnight minimum 6 Celsius. Tomorrow, Jasand, wet and windy, a strong southeasterly, swinging south-southwest, decreasing as the rain dries up tomorrow afternoon, up to 12 Celsius, down to 5 through the night into Sunday, Jaduni. Nice sunny interval, scattered showers on a fresh to strong southerly wind. Daytime maximum 12 degrees, sunset tonight 9:01. High water is at 18 minutes past 10. Low water, 27 minutes past 4 tomorrow morning. Sunrise, 28 minutes past 5. And Saturday morning's high water, 22 minutes past 10.
If you're looking for supply-only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugbrook Trading Estate or call 674 573.
So, no new cases of COVID-19. The active number of cases to 11. Alex is back with all the detail.
It's the fifth day in a row we haven't seen any new cases. One person with the virus, though, is being treated in ICU at Nobles Hospital. One of the cases has been detected from someone travelling. 7 are from a known source and 2 from unknown sources. 175 people are currently waiting for a result notification and 147 people are set to be tested tomorrow. And looking at the vaccine rollout, very little change today. It still stands that more than 75,000 jabs have now been administered, with more than 59,200 the first dose.
The Isle of Man's vaccine programme will start focusing on second doses from next week. It means anyone signing up for their first jab could face a wait of up to 6, possibly 8 weeks, says the Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford, MHK.
It will depend upon supply. If we get extra supply, then we can focus on getting some first doses done. But our focus has to be delivering those second doses within the medical timeframes. So that means that supply will be rerouted there. Where we can, we will still deliver some first doses. but the focus has got to be those seconds. So I would urge anyone who's thinking about the vaccine to come forward now, get themselves registered, so we can try and fit them in before we have that focus on second doses.
We've heard at Manx Radio of people feeling quite ill after they've had their vaccine. We've had some people say, oh, well, I'm not going to get my second dose because I was so ill after the first one. Has there been many cancellations in relation to that? And what would be your message to someone who is of that thinking?
Cancellations have been very low in number, to be frank. It's been very, very low. People are starting to get their second doses. People are taking it up. I would urge people, they must get the second dose. If you've had the first, you must really get the second, because the way the vaccine works is it is a two-dose vaccine. If you don't get the second, we don't know what effect it has on the first. The first may well dissipate over time, leaving you without protection, and it's basically been a wasted vaccine. Different people have different effects. Generally, not everyone, but generally, most people have more of an adverse reaction to the first dose than the second. But as I think the Chief Minister said at one press conference, and he can speak on this because he's had COVID, he said having the jab and the effects from it are nowhere near as bad as the disease itself. So I'd echo those comments from the Chief Minister.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
23 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio, a consultation on the TT scoreboard asked for the replacement to embrace the traditional elements of the old one with digital displays. But currently the space is bare on Glencuttery Road. So are we actually going to have a scoreboard for TT 2022? Here's the Enterprise Minister, Lawrence Skelly, MHK.
Yeah, and I think that was always the point, really, is how do you marry the traditional elements? Because TT is about a tradition, there's no doubt about it. And but there is also, I think, the digital age, and we must recognise that that is an opportunity. And, you know, those are the sort of things that we've been looking at, you know, live streaming and so forth. You know, how do you get to that particular juncture, because that is about expanding the product and the revenue potential that can be derived there. So yes, it is a very, very fine balance, but I think we have tried to capture that through the having a consultation process and looking at a new proposition.
And that'll be there for TT 2022.
Funding permitting, yes, but you know, we do have to bear in mind that there is massive challenges, you know, with regards to from Treasury's perspective, so couldn't possibly preempt that. But you know, there will be something there, definitely. You know, and we're looking for the longer term. This is about the longer term sustainability and the viability of the TT as in its own right.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Manannan left Heysham at 21 minutes past 1 this afternoon. She docked in to Douglas shortly before 3:30. Back out tomorrow morning at 8:45, heading for Heysham there at about 11 o'clock. Leaving at 2:15, back on the island at 4:30 tomorrow, of course, due to the closure of the border. The fast craft season to Liverpool didn't get underway. Manannan didn't recommence that service on Thursday, 25th of March. Currently providing cover for the motorship Ben McCree and a current period of extended overhaul. The Ben should be back lucky next Thursday, the 13th of May. The motorship Arrow currently providing the freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A World War I shell discovered in Port St Mary last month has been transported back to the UK for safe disposal. Here's Tessa Hawley.
Police have confirmed the ordnance discovered at a property on Howe Road was a naval explosive shell. Experts from an army disposal unit travelled to the island on the 27th of April to assess the item, 5 days after it was first uncovered. A scene guard was put in place, utilising the police, civil defence and the Coast Guard until that team arrived. The military made the shell inert and there was no requirement to carry out a controlled explosion on island.
There's been some discussion about AstraZeneca and the vaccine and the liability of clots. We've asked the Manx government for a comment. As yet, we haven't received one, but across the water, over 40s are going to be offered an alternative to the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine. UK officials say it's because there is an extremely small risk of blood clots. Alex Watton.
The UK's medicine safety regulator says there have been 242 clotting cases and 49 deaths, with 28.5 million doses of the vaccine administered. Chair of the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, Professor Wai Shen Lim, has been giving an update.
We now advise that unvaccinated adults aged 30 to 39 years who do not have an underlying health condition that puts them at higher risk of severe COVID-19 should be preferentially offered an alternative to the AstraZeneca vaccine. We hope that the advice will, if anything, serve to boost confidence and allow people who are being called up for vaccination now and in the next few weeks, who are mainly younger people, to feel able to step up, accept the vaccine and be vaccinated.
Dr. June Rain, Chief Executive of the Medicines Regulator, the MHRA, says the overall message is still the same.
The benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine against COVID-19, with the associated risks of hospitalisation and death, continue to outweigh the risks of the vaccine for the vast majority of people.
Under 40s are still being advised to take the AstraZeneca jab if no others are available. And early last month, the Isle of Man followed UK guidance by offering alternatives such as Pfizer and Moderna jabs to under 30s. Those in that age group can still choose to have the AstraZeneca jab if they wish. According to the government dashboard, more than 4,800 people between the age of 30 and 39 have received the initial dose of a coronavirus vaccine, of which the majority, 85%, were Oxford AstraZeneca.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
18 minutes before 6. Thanks for stopping by for Manx Radio, an update this evening. The pandemic may have changed everything worldwide, from the way we work to where we live, and with the reality of remote working sinking in over the past year, many workers have fled major cities worldwide and expensive real estate. Doesn't mean it all of a sudden got cheap. Now, bearing in mind the Manx international finance industry ranges far and wide, this may affect you. In New York, 97% of condominiums sold at or below the asking price. In Manhattan as a whole, Midtown Manhattan saw some of the biggest rental discounts. In London, rents in the most desirable areas fell at the fastest annual rate in a decade, and Cornwall replaced London in popularity of property searches. In Singapore, contrary to New York and London, prices of private apartments rose at the fastest pace since 2018. And in Sydney, Australia, with foreign students and international visitors barred really from entering Australia, discounts could be found in city centre apartments while prices in the Australian suburbs rose. Mining giant Rio Tinto's faced a shareholder revolt over a $10 million bonus for its outgoing boss. In a rare development, 61% of votes cast at the AGM opposed the firm's executive remuneration package amounting to $55 million, covering salaries and bonuses for the company's top 14 executives. And the backlash comes after the company destroyed sacred Aboriginal rock shelters in Western Australia last May. Rio Tinto blasted the 46,000-year-old rock shelters at Juukan Gorge to expand an iron ore mine, sparking an outcry and leading to several resignations.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks traded higher as investors digested a fresh batch of quarterly earnings reports and economic data. The dollar fell, oil steadied, and gold extended its rally. In corporate news, Rolls-Royce was a high riser, with traders pointing to read across from deal news regarding the FTSE 250 aerospace engineer Meggitt. Shares in the latter were sharply higher. And the numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 0.75% at 7,129. The DAX in Frankfurt closed up just over 1.2% at 15,382. In New York City, Ramsey Crookall report, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.5% at 34,715. Halfway through the trading day, just about. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index is up almost 1.5%, 1.4% at 13,820. The S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.8% at 4,000. 235. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 US 39.9 cents and €1 15.1 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 1.1% at $1,835 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 0.7% $68.28.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend. The inshore coastal waters forecast. Summary, low pressure giving fresh or strong winds over the weekend. Rain on Saturday morning. Scattered showers and bright or sunny intervals as the weekend goes on. The sea is 7 degrees Celsius around the Isle of Man. For Saturday, the wind is east-southeast for 6 or 7, veering south or southwest 5 or 6. Wave height 1.3 to 2 metres. Wave period 4 seconds, becoming 5 to 5.5 seconds. High water tomorrow morning, 22 minutes past 10. And for Sunday, the wind is south-southwesterly or southerly, force 5 or 6, occasionally 7. Wave height 1.2 to 1.8 metres, building 2 to 2.8 metres on Sunday. Wave period 5.5 to 6 seconds. High water Sunday morning is at 11 o'clock.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening. 13 minutes now before 6. Ways to reduce plastic waste on the Isle of Man have been encouraged by a UNESCO biosphere scheme. The Refill Isle of Man's initiative is expanding to allow more people to use their own containers when out and about. The Environment Minister, Geoffrey Boot, MHK, says it'll help reduce the amount of plastic waste in the countryside. But Alex Watanama asked Mr. Boot why more plastic recycling wasn't already available here.
People do not dispose of plastic responsibly. If you dispose of it in the environment, it'll eventually wash down into the sea. If you put it in a bin and it goes to the incinerator, that is a responsible solution to plastic. So there are two elements of it: responsible disposal, and if you can and it's viable. And for small island communities like ours, sometimes recycling, where you have to put something on a lorry, having collected it, then on another lorry, then on a ferry, then maybe on another lorry to a recycling facility. If you look at the total CO2 footprint of doing all that, it's frequently better for some materials to dispose of them on island through the Energy for Waste plant, where at least we recover some of the energy from the waste product.
As a UNESCO biosphere scheme itself and a UNESCO biosphere nation, should we not be looking into more sustainable ways of recycling on island then, in a more long-term view?
Well, we are working on strategies and looking at this going forward. The Climate Change Action Plan targets plastics and recycling particularly, and that phase one of that plan will come to Tynwald in July, and hopefully it will be endorsed. And there are a lot of actions in there that will not only strike at climate change itself, but also look at improving the environment. But I should say that as an island community, our farming is some of the most environmentally friendly farming, with mixed farms. We have some wonderful upland areas that have no development on them, and our atmosphere is as clean as any in the British Isles. So we are in a good place, but we can be in a better place, not only with climate change, but with the environment generally.
Manx Radio.
Sport.
Vastamaya, Rhiann Evans.
Vastamaya, a very good Friday evening to you. Well, rugby in some capacity gets back underway this weekend in Douglas. A senior tournament is being held at the Portachee Ground, which is being played under England's Ready for Rugby rules. Douglas, Ramsey, Southern Nomads and Vagabonds will all have teams competing, with the first match getting underway at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Added bonus for you, if you're thinking about going down, the Portachee Bar will be open and the Premiership game between Bristol and Bath will be on the telly. Unfortunately, the opening event for the Manx Enduro season has been cancelled. The Peel Hill Fun Day opener was due to take place tomorrow. However, Peel Commissioners has decided to call off the event to avoid causing ecological damage. It's due to tomorrow's weather forecast predicting extreme wind and rain. All competitors will receive a refund in the next few days. Manx MTB Enduro will provide an update on their Facebook page as soon as possible. But until then, the next event is round one on the 13th of June. Further afield, and it's understood a state of emergency in Tokyo has been extended until the end of May in a bid to tackle rising coronavirus infections. The Japanese capital is due to host the Olympic Games in just over 2 months' time, with the Paralympic Games to follow. The Kyodo News Agency is reporting that the minister in charge of the country's COVID-19 response has told a meeting the tougher measures need to remain in place. In tennis, and British number one Dan Evans missed out on the Madrid Open quarterfinals after losing to German fifth seed Alexander Zverev in the last 16. Zverev, the 2018 champion, won 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 and faces top seed Rafael Nadal in the last eight. And Britain's first black female Olympian has spoken of her pride at being named a hero pioneer by Team GB. Anita Neal from Wellingborough, Northamptonshire, competed at two Olympic Games back in 1968 and 1972. She had previously said she felt ignored and forgotten by the lack of recognition from British Athletics and the British Olympic Association. But now both organisations have contacted the 70-year-old to say they will mark her accomplishments.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Two departures, two arrivals at Ronald's Way. The 10 to 5 patient transfer to Liverpool Logan Airplane departed 9 minutes late. Back this evening at 20 to 7. The 20 past 5 to Heathrow hasn't yet departed. It's due back at 8:30 tonight, so fingers crossed. On the roads, temporary lights on Richmond Hill. They wrap up next Tuesday, just preparatory work for the surface water work that's going on there. But the make work starts a week next Thursday, the 20th of May. It goes on till the end of July. In Ballasalla, main road near the new houses, temporary lights 24 hours a day till the 16th of July for the new bypass. Section of Parliament Street currently closed by Alden House. Diversions via Tower Street and Water Street. Also restrictions in Ramsey on Glen Elphin Road, South Promenade and Stanley Mount East. In Port Town Road, temporary lights 24 hours a day. They're excavating there till tomorrow. Should wrap up tomorrow anyway. And Peel to Kirkmichael, the coast road, temporary lights for resurfacing between the Devil's Elbow and Glen Willan for the next 4 weeks. Paul Rose Bridge is closed until at least February next year.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre Club Card has over £400 worth of saving for your whole family. Get more with Quayside.
An 18th-century building which housed a famous armed schooner has been put forward for registered status. It means the Nautical Museum in Castletown could be protected from demolition if the application is approved. The boathouse was the original home of the Peggy, a yacht built for prominent Manx politician and banker George Quayle. Here's our local Democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
Manx National Heritage is currently the custodian of the Nautical Museum, which dates from 1789 and was initially constructed as a boathouse dock and stable dock. However, since 1950, it's been used as a museum, with the Peggy featuring as its main attraction. That exhibit has been absent from the historic building for the last 5 years after MNH moved it to a business park in Braddon for conservation work. A campaign's gathered pace in recent weeks to return the boat to what some call its original home, although others said the appalling conditions in the Nautical Museum meant it was right the ship had been removed. If the George Quayle buildings on Bridge Street are successfully entered onto the Protected Buildings Register, it would restrict any future planning proposals, demolition would be prohibited, and any alterations or extensions of the building would require written consent before work could go ahead. The Nautical Museum is among around 30 sites which have recently been nominated for registered status. In April, the government minister responsible for planning applications, Geoffrey Boot, said more buildings would be granted protection before September's general election.
Tynwald will be asked to back temporary price freezes for Manx gas customers this month while tariffs are reviewed. The Communications and Utilities Regulatory Authority is now responsible for the regulation of Manx gas after plans for voluntary regulation were scrapped. As part of the regulatory process, customers were told they could expect a rebate of about £93. Policy and Reform Minister Ray Harmer says the government's sticking to its end of the deal, but warned the amount could refunded could actually be lower.
What we've said is we will always honour the part that the government were bringing in, and that was about between 30 and 40% of the actual rebate. It's equivalent to 5.2%. That will go be backdated to January 2020. And that revolves the service charge to deal with the pipeline, a piece of infrastructure, and it's around those loan charges. It could mean, on average, be equivalent of around £35 per customer.
Has there been any discussion as to whether Manx Gas are going to effectively put their hand in their pocket and pay the remainder?
Mainly the discussions have been about whether they would pass on the government element, that we've just had communication this week that they would, so we're now going to work really, really hard on that. The issue has been that, from a government point of view, it's been negotiation for over 2 years, and the difficulty is that it's okay for Manx Gas to say we're backdating to a certain date, but that date goes further and further in the past, and it really is a matter for Manx Gas to decide whether they want to give that rebate. There's nobody stopping them from doing that. The only issue now is that it will now be formal statutory regulation. So if there is excess profits, excess return on capital, if there's money that should be returned to the customer, the regulator will make that call.
That's it for Update Tonight, produced from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton and producer Alex Watton. In fact, thanks to all the producers this week of Update. Returning Monday evening at 5:30. Remember, all the stories you've heard and many, many more are manxradio.com and available via our free app, which if you haven't yet got yet, then get it from your app store. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. I'm Andy Wint, wishing you a terrific weekend.
WINT. How much?